When I was growing up in Rockford, Illinois, my family went to church, and for a few years, we had an associate pastor of our church. He was in his 20s, just freshly out of Bethel Seminary. Super excited guy. He loved to learn, and he loved to teach, and his name was Gary Smalley. And Gary went on to write all kinds of books and spread his teaching through infomercials, interestingly enough, in kind of creative ways. He died a couple of years ago. I heard from his wife not too long ago. But one of the things that Gary talked about that became a book that I want to talk with you about today is what he called the blessing. You know, in the Bible, there are stories of all kinds of families, and they get lots of stuff wrong. But one of the things that the family was a place to pass on was the blessing. And Gary in this book talks about five elements. I'm going to talk mostly about one element today, meaningful touch. But he also talks about the importance of the spoken word and being able to paint a powerful image of a future for somebody else that you care about, and then expressing high value to people and deeply committing yourself to somebody. Part of why we feel pain at not getting the story we want very often is when we have a sense that we did not receive the blessing. And I want to tell you about one such person, and then you might think about ways in which that pain has touched your own life or the life of somebody you know. Gary says he learned this from a man who was a professor at a university who told him this story. He taught a speech class, and he would often tell his class, I want everybody here to say one thing about yourself that you like and one thing about yourself that you don't like. You might think about that right now. Nearly hiding at the back of the room is Dorothy. Her long red hair hung down around her face, almost obscuring it for view. When it was Dorothy's turn to introduce herself, there was only silence in the room. Thinking perhaps she had not heard the question, the teacher moved his chair near hers and gently repeated the question. Again, there was only silence. Finally, with a deep sigh, Dorothy sat up in her chair, pulled back her hair, and in the process revealed her face. Covering nearly all of one side of her face was a large, irregularly shaped birthmark, nearly as red as her hair. That, she said, should show you what I don't like about myself. Moved with compassion, this professor leaned over, gave her a hug, and then kissed her on her cheek where the birthmark was, and said, "That's okay. God and I still think you're beautiful." Dorothy cried uncontrollably for almost 20 minutes. Soon other students had gathered around her and were offering her their comfort as well. When she finally could talk, as she dabbed the tears from her eyes, she said to the professor, "I have wanted so much for someone to hug me and say what you said. Why couldn't my parents do that? My mother won't even touch my face." There is a hunger inside every one of us to be blessed. And where that starts when we're real little is just to be touched. Gary used to talk about how for little children, when something was touched, that's kind of when it became real. Ever go to Disneyland? I kind of like going to Disneyland. And if you're there with a little kid and all of a sudden they see Goofy or Mickey Mouse or Snow White, when there is a hug and they can touch, then they become real.
Just real quick, this is the last episode in the story series. John's talked about story for 64 episodes now, and the reason for that is because story matters so much to him. Your story matters to him, and it matters to us here at Become New. Your story matters immensely to God, just as it is. Nobody gets the story we want, but that's okay. It's still worth sharing. And so you can share it with us by visiting becomenew.com/share-your-story. So I hope that you do that, and we'll talk soon. Back to John.
One of the most striking things about Jesus to me is, of all of the great teachers that have ever lived, so far as I know, I don't know of anyone who is the master of the touch the way that Jesus was. So that when little children were brought to him, and in the ancient world, they were down at the bottom of the status pole, his own disciples said to their parents, you know, the master's got too much to do. He doesn't have time for this. And that would have been kind of understood in that ancient world. But Jesus says, no, let them come to me. And then the text says, in one version of this story, and he took them in his arms and he blessed them. Or another time when a leper comes to Jesus, and of course leprosy was the scourge of the ancient world. It was in many ways what AIDS was at the height of its greatest destructiveness and fear in our own society, something that also had a moral stigma that would cause people to be rejected and certainly not touched. And a leper comes to Jesus and asks to be cleansed. And leprosy was the one malady in the, you might have noticed this if you read scripture much, where it wasn't said to be healed, it was said to be cleansed, because a leper was unclean. And Jesus reaches out and touches the man. And he touches the man before he says the word that cleanses the man, that heals the man. He touches the man when, according to the law, it was still against the law to touch that man, because that man was a leper. No rabbi would touch him with a 10-foot pole, but Jesus did, because Jesus kind of understood. He had a blessing to give. Jesus' life was more contagious than the leper's leprosy. My old teacher, Ian Pitt Watson, used to talk about how there are diseases that are contagious that we're afraid of, and there are emotions like fear, anger, that are contagious. In this election year, with all that's going on politically, we know how contagious those emotions are, but that's not all that's contagious. And what Jesus knew was that what Jesus carried within him was more contagious than what lepers and sinners and the self-righteous carried. And if he could just get close enough to people, if he could just touch them, if he could just touch them, they would catch it. So get close enough today for somebody to catch your faith, your compassion, your joy, your generosity. Because here's the great secret when it comes to blessing, and this is the law of the kingdom. The best way to have a blessing is to be a blessing. God has created us in such a way that when we act towards other people, to give to them, to try to help them, to notice them, to care about them, when I do that for somebody else, I receive joy and care and power and strength and healing inside of me. And that's why at the very beginning of this movement of God's people, when God is talking to Abraham, he says, I will bless you and you will be a blessing and all the peoples of the earth will be blessed by you. So today, bless somebody, and in particular, keep in mind meaningful touch. Gary used to talk about meaningful touch. You might put your hand on somebody's shoulder, or give somebody a hug, or just shake their hand and give it a squeeze, as my wife would say, when you're at the end of it. Now, it's not just any touch. Gary said, he cited a study from UCLA, let me get this information right, where it showed that touching can actually lower a person's blood pressure. And in fact, this study found, just to maintain emotional and physical health, men and women need 8 to 10 meaningful touches each day. Gary said one time he was talking about that at a marriage seminar, and he saw a husband lean over to his wife, go 1, 2, 3, 4. So like that, the finger poke is not a meaningful touch. Take a moment today, and with somebody in your life, in a way that is appropriate and respectful and honoring, just, God, we live in a world that is often so starved for touch. Elderly folks, maybe people that don't live within a family can go days at a time just without skin on skin. So today, you can receive a blessing by being a blessing. Give the gift of meaningful touch, and your story will become part of somebody else's story. And that's when your story starts to get great.
Hey, if you enjoyed that video, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you don't miss any future teachings from John Ortberg here at Become New. My name's Tim, and I'm a part of the team here. This series is all about stories. Everybody has a story, and everybody's story matters. We want to know about your story, whether it's a story of coming to faith or a story of spiritual growth. Whatever it is, we're here for you. You can email that to us at connect@becomenew.com, or you can text it to us. You can also sign up for daily reminders whenever we drop a new video via text by texting the word become to the number 855-888-0444. You can also send us prayer requests there. There's a team of us that meet to pray each weekday for viewers just like yourself. If you'd like to receive the emails that go along with each video, be sure to check that out at becomenew.com/subscribe. More than a video to watch, this is really a community to belong to. And we're so glad that you're a part of it. We'll catch you next time.